Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
His name is Dr. Larry Lytle, and he's with something that, it's called light therapy. It's with lasers, I believe, and he's going to explain more about it. I don't want to sound like a yo-yo. He's with me from Rapid City, South Dakota. How you doing, Dr. Lytle?
Doing great today, and thank you for inviting me as a guest on your show.
Well, you know, this looked real interesting about what you've been doing. I've heard about this before, but I really know nothing about it. You were one of the pioneers in this, weren't you?
I have been, and it's now become my passion. I constantly read the statistics on what's happening with our health in the United States, and it is not good.
No.
I just got a letter yesterday from the American Heart and Lung and Stroke Association, and there's 25,000 people die a day from heart attack alone, another 2,100 from stroke. Our longevity, this is the scary part, TJ, our longevity in the last 4 years has gone down every year in spite of all of the drugs and medicine.
Wow.
We are now 50th, the United States is now 50th in longevity among the industrialized world.
And you think that has a lot to do with the stress that we put on ourselves?
You know, I've traveled all over the world. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stress in China.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are running over people. The smog is unbelievably heavy there. Traffic is worse than any place in the United States, particularly in Beijing and the larger cities. And, you know, they're sixth in longevity.
Wow.
Go figure.
So
they have a handful of white rice is not a good diet.
No.
And the air is terrible. The water is terrible. We don't dare drink it when we go there to visit, but yet they're sixth in longevity. So the problems appears to be our medical model.
Mm.
They don't have the same medical model in China.
Really?
And our medical model seems to be what's in error, not the people that are working it. We have great doctors and nurses and laboratory technicians. Those are great people. But the model itself was developed by the pharmaceutical industry. And it is a failing model. There's too many side effects.
Right.
Add a drug upon top of a drug upon top of a drug.
Doesn't that seem like the way?
Number of drugs taken in a senior citizen's home is 9 per day.
Wow.
And you start listening to all those side effects, but no one has ever determined the side effects of putting two drugs together, three drugs together. So this concerns me a lot. So several years ago, I got to say there must be an answer. And I take it back to the very beginning, TJ. And before I do that, some of your listeners may want to go online or on while we're talking. If they want to do some things while they're listening, call 866-434-5959 and type in code 8379. And somebody will make sure that you get all the information you request that you can read. Or if you want to go to the website, there are many websites out there. To get the correct information, go to Q Lasers PMA. That's the letter Q and then the word lasers with an S on it. And PMA like PaulMaryApple.com.
Okay.
That way they can get on line and listen or look while they're listening. But years ago, in the beginning of time, God saw the light and said, that is good. Or from the darkness came the light.
Right.
That particular phrase is in every language and every religion in the world.
Right. We believe we come from light.
We do. And there's nobody disagrees with that, regardless of their culture or their religion. Then, sometime later, before Christianity, a couple of Greek scholars theorized that everything of this light was composed of atoms. And these atoms made everything of that of mass in the world, and that includes you and I and all of your listeners. Mm-hmm. So our bodies are composed of trillions of cells and multiple trillions of atoms. And all of us studied this stuff back in the eighth or ninth grade in every school. And an atom is merely a positive charge of energy and a negative charge of energy. We know full well, the older people particularly, that when you disrupt the positive charge, you get an atomic bomb, mm-hmm. as was happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 at the end of World War II, or is happening now in Switzerland in the deep underground project where they're crashing up or cracking the positive charge of the atom, trying to determine if they can harness that energy.
Right.
But the negative charge, the electron, all of the greatest physicists in the world cannot tell you for sure why the electron leaves its orbit around the positive charge, the proton. But in eighth grade science, we learned this, that when the electron leaves the hydrogen atom, it causes a hydrogen ion. The electron's gone, now the positive charge is an ion. And if you remember back when you studied in the eighth or ninth grade, you studied acidity and alkalinity. And you studied that on the pH scale. pH of 7 is neutral, and to the left is acid, to the right is alkaline. All of us know that. But what most of us have not been told is that when you lose the electron and the body turns acid, that equals disease.
Mm-hmm.
That equals disease. There's only a few diseases that aren't acidic in nature. Heart disease, cancer, all those are acidic in nature.
Interesting.
So if we look again at that lowly little thing called the electron, you can't even see it. You can grab a handful of them in front of you right now. But if you look one step further, what the electron loss of the electron does in the body, everyone knows the word oxidation. And many of your listeners are taking antioxidants.
Right.
And vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, or some form of antioxidant. The reason they're taking that is they know that oxidation is bad for the body. It's like rusting out a piece of machinery that's left set outside without paint on it. It oxidizes and rusts and wastes away. If you look again back at your old science, it will tell you that the difference between oxidation and the opposite of oxidation, called reduction, is an electron. So there we have it. In pretty much a nutshell, all of health depends upon the presence of electrons. And the Q laser that I've developed puts electrons back in the body. What
That's
a deal.
Pretty cool. That's pretty
it
cool.
Is.
Interesting explanation.
So basically, how do we do that? It's the way we did is highly sophisticated, highly complicated method, but it's a simple device to use. It's a handheld device, no bigger than a cordless telephone, and you turn it on and point it and aim it. And all of our engineering has done the rest. It is for home use. It's for use by moms and pops and kids.
So people can actually purchase this, you're saying?
Yeah, they have to buy it because you use it. Usually you use it more than once a day.
Hmm.
And if you're losing electrons, you may use it three times a day. If you're under a lot of stress, that causes electrons to disappear. And you need to put them back. Not wait till you have a heart attack. Not wait till you get some disease like cancer or have a stroke. You need to put the electrons back on a preventive basis.
That's really
interesting.
And
when you do that, you'll be amazed at what happens to your health. It just gradually gets better. And it doesn't matter what disease that you're talking about, because disease is just some symptoms that happen at the level of the organ you're talking about. So if you have prostatitis, older men have a problem with urination and this prostate gets inflamed. If you aim the laser at the prostate, you'll reduce the inflammation quickly and you will be able to urinate or stay in bed at night and not get up five, six times to urinate. It's amazing what happens when you put the electrons back, and that can be done with anybody that's listening can have their own device at home. It's so simple to use that anybody that reads at the 7th or 8th grade level, reads English, at the 7th or 8th grade level can use this laser the same day that they buy it.
Now, are there side effects caused by doing this?
That's a great question, and the answer is no, there are none. When you're loaded up with electrons, additional electrons won't attach, so they don't hurt you.
Okay.
The only thing that can happen if you use the laser too long is wasting some time.
That's it.
And it's you can't say that about any drug. You can even take too much vitamin C.
Right. Anything could probably build up in your body, can't it?
Yeah. Light is interesting. There are certain wavelengths of light that cause cancer, and we know that. That's why we use sunscreen and such to block out those 386 nanometer wavelengths that cause cancer. And we know that, and it's promoted through every avenue of education in the United States. Don't get out in the sun too long. It will cause skin cancer. But we're not that wavelength. We're way outside of the 386 nanometer wavelength. We're up in the visible light wavelengths and the near invisible. Some of your listeners probably have a far infrared sauna. Our lasers operate in the visible and in the near far invisible part.
And so this is something anybody can do to themselves. And you're talking many different, even major diseases could be cured.
Well, I've done research starting way back because this is hard to explain to people. Right. They say, well, what's the research? What proof do you have? Well, we set out to do research a long time ago, and in 2009, the FDA granted us over-the-counter clearance for osteoarthritis of the hand. Now, osteoarthritis of the hand is common, and when it happens, you can't pick up your coffee cup, and you fumble with your keys to get them in your car or the door. Many of them, you can't pick up a pen. It's kind of a disabling disorder. And drugs kill people.
Right.
Pulled the drugs, the Avantia, that one of the drugs that has been pulled off of the market, killed 55,000 people before they found out that it was an arthritis drug. And it's pulled off the market now, but it killed 55,000 people from heart attack and liver failure. Well, I went years ago, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, to study osteoarthritis. Now, double-blind placebo control means that one laser is real and one is a dummy. The people using the laser do not know which they have, and therefore they can't have any placebo effect from it saying, well, I'm using the real laser, because nobody knew which the real one was. When we uncorked the study, the people that used the real laser had a 69 to 89% cure of all of the symptoms of osteoarthritis. It was so successful that the FDA had to give clearance to use it for moms and pops and aunts and uncles to use it over the counter. And so we have FDA clearance for that device, that particular disease. Unfortunately, we have to study diseases. Technically, the laser works at the cell level, so it works for all diseases. It puts electrons back, and it also does some things that scientists use words such as it activates cytochrome oxidase and things of that nature that causes the cell to further manufacture or operate a chemical system that causes different enzymes and so on. But technically, that, in my opinion, happens because we put the electrons back.
Now, Dr. Lytle, let me ask you. This is very successful. You've seen it work. Why is it not being used in hospitals?
Well, the hospitals, first of all, are controlled by the drug companies.
Mm.
Sorry, but that's the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And the medical schools are controlled by the drug companies.
Mm-hmm.
We have good people in the hospitals and the medical schools, but quite frankly, the system is bad. and the system is controlled by the pharmaceutical industry.
Do they try to come after you?
There isn't anything I'm doing wrong, excepting promoting a product that isn't even wrong. But there's nothing that they can do other than say you don't have the research to back it up. I just told you the research on osteoarthritis. Then we went into double-blind placebo-controlled research on diabetes, and that study was done in Turkey. And we were able to control the blood study that tells whether you have diabetes or not, called HbA1c, in 70% of the people that had the real laser used on them. That figure normalized within 7 applications of the laser. That's quick.
So it doesn't work on everybody, though.
Well, no. There are probably some reasons it doesn't work, and we don't have time to discuss those. But it would work on everybody. But a lot of those reasons are in the head. It's fear. You know, if you expect something not to work, you won't get the same results.
That was my next question. I was going to say, we are in more control, are we not, of our own health and healing than we realize.
You're in total control, other than an accident.
Hmm.
You're in total control of all the diseases, the degenerative diseases. You're in total control. And the problem is that in America, we have been trained to be a patient of some of the 67 different medical specialties in the United States, and we've been trained to trust them and use the drugs that they tell or do the surgery they say should be done. And we're always after the fact. In other words, after your shoulder goes bad or your knee goes bad, you get a hip replacement. What about preventing that with putting the electrons back before it happens?
What does one of these devices cost somebody?
Well, it depends. We have 3 different models. Well, we have several models, but 3 different basic models. And those models, depends on which one you buy. Again, we price it as if you were buying something else like a that you finance. And it'll cost you anywhere from $150 to $350 a month. And that's years ago when I got my PhD in nutrition. I was believed that we could stay off of drugs by taking lots of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking $500 worth of vitamins a month. Today, since I use my laser, I take nearly zero. I'm saving $500 a month on vitamins, and that will more than buy the very best laser system.
So if you buy this laser system, I mean, you said it's $150 a month. How many months you got to purchase?
Well, normally it depends. If you go to the lowest amount, that you're going to go 3 years. But if you can stay away from the doctor for 3 years at $150 a month, you're doing a heck of a good job for yourself.
Right. It's a long-term investment.
It depends. Again, I don't sell the lasers. There are distributors all over the country that do. And if your listeners would call 866-434-5959 and type in code 8379, they will be able to get information on a distributor closest to them and will be able to set up a time when they can see the laser and have it demonstrated. The proof of the pudding is, if you have a neck pain and you say your neck pain is on a scale of 1 to 10 is an 8, the proof of the pudding is apply the laser and see what happens to the neck pain. Pain is quick. You can prove that. When you treat something like the prostate, you probably are going to have to wait a little while, or something like heart or something like osteoarthritis. Are interesting enough, JT, in our osteoarthritis study, when we uncorked that study, we found out that we controlled 69 to 89% of the symptoms, and that was by the American Arthritic Association. That was it was a high-level study. 42 days later, we applied the laser every other day for a total of less than 6 minutes to the joints and to different places which reprogrammed the brain to how it looked at the joints. That's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we used the laser every other day for 10 days. That's 5 times. And at the end of 42 days, even though 69% of the people had never used the laser since day 10, they still did not have arthritic symptoms. None.
Wow.
So that was extremely successful. And it, because we were promoting it over the counter, the FDA required that we take a survey of the people of how well they understood the books, the instructions, and how hard it was to use the laser. 89 to 98% of the people that used the laser said it was easy to use and easy to understand how to use it. And so we went on and just got back a few months ago another study on high blood pressure, the number one risk factor in heart disease. That was, again, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study. The results of that even amazed me. 96% of the people that were using the real laser versus the dummy one lowered their blood pressure to normal within the same period of time, usually 7 to 8 applications. But to keep it normal, you're probably going to have to reuse the laser maybe once a week.
How long does a laser last like that?
The laser will last you a lifetime. Literally, the device is, it's far different than computers where you have to change it every year. This is a sturdy, tough tool.
If somebody, let's say, there's no way you can get like an outpatient treatment. There's no doctors that'll treat you with
it. There are some that treat, DJ. There are some that treat. But the problem is that when you go to the doctor to get treatment, if you need to use the laser twice a day for 20 minutes, you're not going to go back twice a day. And if you need to use it every other day, like we did in osteoarthritis, you're not even going to go back every other day. To find a doctor that has a device in a larger community, you may have to drive 2 to 3 hours through traffic. You're not going to do that every other day.
Right.
So consequently, a lot of doctors use it, and they use it very effectively. But to give your listeners the idea that they can find a doctor and go get it treated there, this is a self-application device. That's what it's designed for. But if they go into a doctor's office and ask, there are many, many different laser devices in the world. They are, none of them will measure up to the quality of the laser, Q laser, which I designed. And I had great engineers. I didn't do it. I'm not an engineer. But I knew what I wanted designed. And there are a lot of lasers out there. And when your listeners ask their doctor and things of this nature, many of the lasers are high-powered lasers, like LASIK surgery, that will, portion of a second, will treat an eye. Lasers, if you put enough juice behind them, will cut steel. And so we're talking about extremely low-level lasers that resonate with the body. They aren't stimulating to the body or not cutting. These are devices that if a child turned it on and looked at it all day long, there would be no damage done to the child's eyes or the body if they turned it on and left it on. So it's extremely safe.
I'm guessing the same thing with animals, if you left it on your animal.
Well, the device is basically sold as a veterinarian device.
Really?
That's one of the right now in the United States, we have clearance to sell it as an osteoarthritis laser, or we have clearance to sell it as a veterinarian laser. Most of the people that buy it buy the veterinarian version. That way they can use it on their pets, their cats, dogs. I started basically showing what it would do on horses that had severe cuts. In our state, we have a lot of wire cuts because we still use barbed wire. And wire cuts don't heal. So we started in the veterinarian world. The laser basically is used a lot by humans, but the veterinarian version is the version they buy because it has more versatility than the single application of osteoarthritis.
So if you use the veterinarian version, you can use that on humans too, you're saying, or what?
Sure, absolutely. Hmm. They're the same. A cell is a cell is a cell.
I would think so. But I'm not a doctor, so what do I know?
No. In reality, it may sound funny, but we've had users that own the laser come home and found the water in their the oxygenator in their goldfish tank had gone off and the goldfish were floating. They applied the laser, and within minutes, the goldfish, which looked dead, was back swimming. I fly them to salamanders. I fly them to gerbils. You know, all cells respond, whether it's a small animal like that. Once I applied it to a gerbil that had been lost and was under the refrigerator and dehydrated and hadn't had water, it looked dead. Within less than 10 seconds, it was running the race wheel in its cage.
You know,
it's amazing what it does for animals. Do not require as much energy as humans. The reason for that is an animal does not know it is not supposed to work.
Right. Yeah.
Humans question, and the questioning of it themselves, the question itself, it usually requires a little more application to get the energy.
Yeah. Our belief becomes a reality, doesn't it?
Years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago now, the guy from northern Minnesota called me and he said, "Will that laser, is that any good for a bear that's got a broken back?" And I said, "Why do you ask?" And he said, "Well, I was into the chiropractor with my back, and he used what was called a veterinarian laser on my back, and the pain was gone instantly." And he said, "My wife and I were driving in our pasture, our meadow, next to a cub bear had fallen out of the tree and apparently hit on its back over a big root and broke its back, and it's dragging its hind legs, and my wife wouldn't let me shoot it. I called the game warden, and it's 70 miles for him to come over. He says, you shoot it." And they decided to try to heal the bear, so I sent them up a laser, and I've got pictures of all of this. You can go on the website that I just told you about, www.qlaserspma, and you need to register as a private membership association, because that way we have the right to educate members. We don't have the right to educate the entire public about broken backs. And so you can see all the pictures of the little bear dragging his hind legs. You can see the rancher putting the laser on his back. You can see at 2 weeks' time the bear was walking. At 3 weeks' time it was running. By then it was too late to turn the bear out into the woods because it hibernates in the winter and it would not find its mother. The rancher kept the bear in a den of straw den in his horse trailer all winter long and put water and dog food and apples out in case it wanted any food. In the spring of the year, that bear grew a lot during hibernation. It was amazing. And it ran off into the woods when they turned it out in the spring of the year.
Back was healed, wasn't it?
Back was totally healed.
Now, if somebody were to purchase these lasers, is there any kind of guarantee, or do you?
Absolutely. The device is the best made device. It's made right here in the United States, right here in Rapid City, by Tritech Manufacturing. They're the contract manufacturer, and they offer a 2-year warranty on it. And most of the distributors offer extended warranties that go on up to 5 years. The history of the devices, and we've sold tens of thousands of them now, is that there's less than 3% of them have anything go wrong with them.
But people could try it? I mean, is there any way they can try it first before?
Well, they can go to they can call their representative by calling that 866-434-5959 and then plug in code 8379, and they will then find out where they live and see who's there that can demonstrate for them. They cannot just have one at their house without paying for it.
Right.
It's not everybody would send it back.
Right. Well, the representative, like you say, somebody could.
He'll either meet them someplace, come to their house, or they. Most of the time, their representatives hold small weekly meetings where 10 people come together, and they demonstrate the laser there, and they can find out from the other person, well, how are you doing with yours? So it's an educational process. Yeah, people certainly can get a chance to use them. If they're not somebody that can demonstrate in their area, most distributors have what they call a stop loss. It works very much like your stockbroker stop loss, that after you use it 6 months, if you're not happy with it, there is a 6-month stop loss that you can return it.
Okay.
There's a rental fee during that time.
Right. Well, at least there's an option for that, because, not that I'm doubting you, but it's good to hear that, you know, that just works with integrity.
Sure.
That if people aren't happy, they can...
If they aren't happy, again, we've had people buy it for a specific thing, like to treat a horse cut, and we've had them, when we say they have a money-back guarantee in 30 days, and we used to have that. They don't have it anymore for this reason. People would buy it for that horse that's cut, use the laser to heal the horse cut wound, send it back. And now the laser is used, and it's dirty, and it can't be resold. And so consequently, the distributors came up with a six-month stop loss that you use it 6 months according to the rules and regulations. If you're not happy with it, then you can return it for a fee that you get 80% of your money back at the end of 6 months. That's okay. Only 20% to pay for the rental, if you would.
All right. Well, that seems fairly fair.
We don't have a rental program, but we have the six-month stop loss. So anybody that doubts whether it'll work or not, they can go to a distributor's meeting, sales reps meeting, or they can get on the phone at that 866-434-5959, plug in code 8379, and somebody there will then make sure that they get the right information and that they in turn can try the laser in some method before, or 6 months stop loss, buy it, and then return it if they don't like it. The reason I know that it works is we don't get any of them back. At the end of 6 months, people always asking, do you have a used one? And very few used ones ever come up for sale. Just nobody returns them. Most people keep them with them all the time. It's the most effective way to heal burns there is. Even such things as mosquito bites, wasp bites, bug bites, brown recluse spider bites, never healed before. Emphysema, never healed before. Is all of the body responds when you put electrons back at the atomic level of the cell. Amazing.
Hmm. That's cool. That's amazing. And is there anything else you want to add?
Well, you know, a lot of people listening might say, well, I'll ask my doctor. This technology is not taught in medical schools, therefore their doctor, who is a very qualified person, will not have any knowledge of it. And so therefore, you're not going to get information from your doctor. So it's almost, if you would, back in the very early days, DJ, of fax machines.
Right.
And I had a man walk into my office way back and said, we can print your voice as you talk. And I said, no, you're kidding me.
Mm.
And I bought one of those early fax machines with that old crinkly brown paper that came out in a roll.
Right, I remember that.
I thought, well, I'll try it. And I bought it. And you know what? We got fax machines all over the United States now. But the idea then, if you asked someone about a fax machine, they didn't know.
Right.
Because they didn't know wasn't indicative of their knowledge. It was that they hadn't been exposed to it yet. Medical doctors have not been exposed to the Q-laser system because they're primarily working with diagnosis, surgery, and drugs.
Right.
And it's not in their study.
That's their training. That's their training that they get
that they study.
Right. It's the training they get at the universities they go to. They're taught.
And the universities, invariably, you've heard this before. The colleges and universities are 10 years behind what's happening in industry in the field. You know, a course study in colleges and university has to be approved by a certain board. And again, most all of your computer stuff never came from colleges. It came from Silicon Valley and from the military.
Hmm.
It didn't come through a college or a university. And the colleges and universities eventually made them available. We're still making computers available in our high schools here in South Dakota, you know,
right.
Years and years and years after they've been used in the homes. So the public should not probably go and ask their doc. If they go online and just search, they're going to be very, very confused because there are so many different misinformed websites out there that it's going to confuse the viewer, the listener, and they won't take action when they're confused. If you want to go to the website, again, go to www.qlaserspma, Paul Mary Apple, all small letters, .com, and that website is one that I have a great deal of input in, and it is teaching the principles that I have learned over the time of when, if the laser doesn't work, there's on that website, it tells you what to do. It's not that the laser isn't working, it's that your body may need more energy, you may be dumping electrons faster than your neighbor, and most of that has to do with fear, anger, hate, all of those cousins. And if you're a very fearful person, you're dumping electrons faster.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why diagnosis of many of the degenerative diseases doesn't work very well. Diagnosis in and of itself instills fear. Fear is many times the cause of the problem. And so you get a diagnosis of cancer, for example.
Right.
And you go to your, and that person says, well, we better send you to a specialist. And they go, you go to the specialist, and he further makes more tests and further scares you. Then you say, well, I better go to the Anderson at Houston or Mayo. And they go and do more tests. Now you've been three times, fear has been dumped on you, and fear in itself will kill you.
Yep.
And so consequently, even moms and pops, where the mom lives with the pop, cannot really understand the fear of one another. The fear is one of those things that many times people keep hidden, but that hidden fear will dump electrons so fast that person with those fears needs to use the laser sometimes hours a day. There's a cancer protocol. Somebody always asks this question, so I'll tell you. Go to Amazon and look up the book, Shedding Light on Cancer, 2013 and Beyond. That's a book that they can buy on Amazon. I wrote that book. It's a detoxification book, which shows how to handle the detoxification and some techniques to handle the fear. Cancer is an extremely fear-producing disease.
Mm-hmm.
If you fall over a heart attack, you probably, if you survive it, you can get some bypass and stuff, and it's not as fearful. Cancer is an extremely fearful disease.
Yeah, and it seems
so
to be.
You can get information on buying that book on Amazon.
It seems like
on cancer, 2013 and Beyond.
It seems like it's on the increase too, doesn't it?
Well. Heart disease is on the increase. Cancer is on the increase.
But only in this country, isn't it?
I'm talking percentage-wise. Our population is on the increase, of course. And so we're going to have more cases.
You don't think that there's more cases of cancer because there's more toxins, more things causing problems with our electrons?
That's what one would think, DJ. You would think that. But again, you go to the countries that are much worse than our country. Our country's young. What are we, 237 years old, last 4th of July? And our soil isn't worn out and depleted like the 5,000-year-old China soil is.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that comes up and argues about nutrition, air, all of this, that is a miss. Those people have been reading the wrong stuff that's out there, certainly to read. Diet for a small planet, we're not eating right. Again, when you look at longevity statistics show that the longest living country in the world, at least a few years ago, I haven't got the information as today, this is World Health Organization information, was Japan. Now, Japan, all those people that are over 80 in Japan were exposed to radiation from both.
Yeah.
The atomic bombs of Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Right.
And they, people say, well, it's their diet. And we know full well the diet plays a small role, but Japanese export a lot of fat beef from South Dakota, imported. I mean, South Dakota exports it to Japan. So you'll say, well, it's the diet. Well, then it's, let's assume that it might be diet. Then what is the second longest living country in the nation? And that's Austria. They eat meat and potatoes and lard, milk, cheese. Totally different diet.
Right.
So if you try to hang it on diet, you're not
going
to be able to answer all the longevity studies in the world. If you try to hang it on pollution, China is the most polluted nation in the world.
So why is Japan like that then?
Well, Japan is the longest longevity because they have an entire different principle of medicine. A lot of the acupuncture in the world came out of Japan and China. And they don't treat disease by diagnosis and surgery and drugs. They treat disease with acupuncture. The Q-Laser system has an acupuncture device that can be purchased. That's why I said depends on which one you do. It's called an enhancer, and it will do everything a needle will do. And the user has a guide that shows how to locate the acupoint. And you use light to stimulate the acupoint versus a needle. And so you have all the Chinese medicine, the Japanese medicine, in one kit called the Q-Laser system. And that's one of the reasons that China and Japan, they don't have the amount of diagnosis. And you can go online and read any one of my seven or eight, I got eight books now, actually. And the first book, Healing Light, will the last four chapters explains again why the signal system from the brain to the internal organ system is different in the United States than in Japan or in China. And so we don't have time to get into that,
right?
But that's called proprioception. And the brain gets its signals. It doesn't manifest or manufacture the signals. The signals come from feedback from different parts of the body through a proprioception system. It's almost like if you stepped on a sharp object, you would lift your foot. Well, there are proprioception systems in the body that go back to the brain, and that brain then in turn activates the autonomic nervous system. Lay people call that the automatic nervous system. Your heart beats whether you think about it or not. Your liver works and your lungs work. You don't have to think about that. So it's autonomic or automatic. Now, most people are unaware that where the signals come to activate that. And we again, we don't have time to go into that today, but they can certainly read the book. The book's available by going to that website again, 866. Well, I mean the telephone number, 866-434-5959. Type in code 8379, and somebody will get back in touch with them if they want to purchase the book, Healing Light. The last four chapters talk about the autonomic nervous system. Very few people die from pain, TJ. They die from internal organ failure.
Right.
And the internal organ system is operated and controlled by the autonomic, particularly the parasympathetic division of the autonomic nervous system. And most people have no idea that theirs is out of repair until they get a symptom that sends them to the medical doctor. Then the medical doctor only diagnoses the symptom. He works from the symptom standpoint, either doing surgery, drugs, or in cancer case, chemotherapy, radiation. So this method of using the Q-Laser puts electrons back, and it also, our methods of where it activates the autonomic, particularly the parasympathetic division of the autonomic nervous system by applying the laser to what's called proprioceptive points. It's very simple. It takes 30 seconds in the morning and 30 seconds at night on each of four points. And it's very simple. There's a guide. Pictures of it in the low-level laser application guide, and all you have to do is turn to that page and point name, turn it on.
Well, that sounds pretty amazing, and I'm sure you've seen many people heal from many different types of diseases, right?
I had a man yesterday email me and said, send me some case histories. Well, in our case histories, we record them as N of one studies. And N of one study means that you're comparing the individual to the individual. It's a reliable, respected way of doing research, and it can be published in referee journals. I started to send it to him, and the file was too big to send. That's how many successes we've had. I couldn't send the whole file of N of one studies. And plus that, we've got the double-blind placebo-controlled studies of osteoarthritis, diabetes, and high blood pressure. We're now doing work on memory and learning. You know, the brain is composed of cells just like the liver. And if the brain loses electrons, guess what? You get senile or suffer Alzheimer's or various other names of disorders from the brain. In children, it might be called attention deficit disorder. And in the midlife, it may be called bipolar. In adults, you may have what they call senility, and if it's really bad, it gets to Alzheimer's is now growing because we have more older people in the cause of death. It was seventh, it's now up to fifth in cause of death in the United States. And when you have Alzheimer's, those people have lost electrons off brain cells. So we have a very good educational system in the United States from K through 4. From 4 through 12, we don't compete with the rest of the world. Back in college, from the second year, not the first year, but the second year in college up through your master's and Ph.D. degrees, we are gained back our reputation in education. We have a lot of dumb people in high school. Again, it's not maybe their fault. When I say dumb, it's that they just haven't received accepted the education. If you look at Chicago and Detroit, President George Bush's No Child Left Behind protocol, they gave them 5 years to get a high school education, and in both of those cities, only 20% get a high school diploma in 5 years.
Wow.
Now, what would happen if you put a laser on their head? We have already done the preliminary study. We can improve their memory and learning by the preliminary study showed as much as 32%. So we believe our laser has a role in education, has a role in production in every workforce. You go into a plant that is producing widgets or whatever, and if the person is feeling better, performing better, they're going to get more product produced. They're not going to end up, the factory is going to end up going to China. So our laser has a role in all of society, not just in making you controlling disease or disorder or preventing disease or disorder, but we're talking about what does that have to do with education and production.
So even at a young age, people could use it. Everybody could benefit.
We have... interesting enough, Lisa, the manager of the company Q Lasers PMA that I just gave you the website on, she had a 5-year-old daughter, and the 5-year-old daughter did something to her foot or finger or something. She says, "I will use the laser," and she go gets the laser out and uses it herself. That's how simple it is to use, Little kids, it's safe for them. They can turn it on. They know enough to point it and aim it at the injury. They cut their foot or they step on a nail or they get bitten by a mosquito or a wasp or something of that nature. The little kids that know their mother has the laser will go get it and use it themselves.
Well, it's really a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Larry Lytle. You're out of Rapid City, South Dakota. And it's called Light Therapy. And again, if somebody wants to find out more about these lasers, which really seem amazing, what is the website?
Well, the website is www.qlaserspma.com. Or to get the best the best service, call 866-434-5959 and plug in code 8379, and you will be able to find out a distributor near you that can demonstrate and show you how the laser works for you. The Q laser. We're talking, there's a lot, light works by itself, but there's a lot of devices that put out light. There's only one Q laser.
Mm. Well, this is really awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for talking with me today, and I'm glad to talk with your audience. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Goodbye.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.